We're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K. This is the perfect pour.
Wow, you had a crazy Christmas.
Oof. Man. Yeah, got ripped. Well, Matt's breaking things.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, where Matt's mic stand breaks at the most opportune moment. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah. Hope you guys had a great Christmas, and you're ready for the end 2019. And get into the 2020s, and hopefully we'll looking at 2020. Hopefully we're gonna get better mic stands.
Apparently, faulty equipment.
I'm gonna turn Matt down. See, did I turn Matt down? Or are you down, Nick?
I am here.
Oh, good. I'm gonna wait for Matt to do some technical stuff. Oh,
I got splashy.
I love gold.
We have a very special episode this week. So the idea was put forth by Chew Your Beer. Is like, hey, you guys take the week off. I'm just going to get people to voicemail in and you guys just play all the voicemails and you guys don't need to do anything. That's what we're going to do. And I was like, yeah, sounds pretty good. Yeah, maybe. And they've been doing that, and we're going to see the result, hear the result here in a minute, but a little bit. But I was like, you know what? It's not really a week off because I'm going to have to edit all that together anyway. So for me, it would pretty much be the same because I would have to sit there and edit it the same way we're almost the same way as we're recording it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be working anyway. Let's just make Nick and Matt work too.
give you an excuse to get some of them beers in the fridge. Yep.
We just can't help ourselves. Most podcasts during these couple of weird weeks of New Year's and Christmas take the time off and, you know, enjoy their families and friends. Not us.
Who?
We hate our family and friends.
Yeah. They don't
only
like beer.
Drinking beer. Yeah. They don't like, they're not beer geeky enough for us.
Thought I taught you guys better than that.
So that's what we're doing. We're gonna do a special episode where we're gonna load up all our segments all in the front end, and then we're gonna kind of sit back and relax and listen to the result of what Chew Your Beers call out to the voicemailers and see what that sounds like to us as we judge the voicemails.
Ooh, we get to judge them one last time for the year.
One more time for the year.
And talk over the important ones.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, guys, I got this breaking news for you right now. Nothing is more important than this.
Yeah, when they try to make a nice point or something, we'll say some cheap joke, completely ruin it. So thanks for being here. Thanks for the great year, another great year of the Perfect Pour. All your listener support and this new beer we're having it right now is from Mraz Brewing Company, Red IPA, West Coast Red Ale. From Wazoo Corvette, donated to the show. And Mraz is a Sacramento area, I assume.
Hmm.
Oh, it's El Dorado Hills. I think that's a Sacramento suburb. So, Red IPA. Don't have a whole lot of these.
Mraz Brewing. Where's Google Maps taking me?
I feel like this would be a good Matt beer.
It's an all right beer.
Is it drinkable?
Folsom Lake.
Your official judgment, if you say it's drinkable, that means you like it. Is this drinkable, Matt?
It's all right.
Mm. Ooh, downgraded.
Ooh, ouch.
Minus 2 points.
Yeah. We'll look for Matt's Untappd review later.
There's not going to be one.
There's not going to be one.
Wow. Got to get them uniques.
Yeah, man. Got to get them uniques up, bro. Got to get your year in beer. How's your year in beer looking? Have you guys looked at your Untappd year in beer yet?
Pretty sad.
Pretty sad?
Yeah.
It's there, but I didn't look at it.
I was going to wait for next week before I looked at it, but...
I'm at 164 total check-ins this year.
Total check-ins? Mm-hmm. Like complete beers?
Complete beers.
That's not... I feel that's low.
Yeah, obviously. I did not, do my homework.
You're not untapping enough, dude.
160 of those were unique.
I'm sorry. You have to tell the missus, like, hey, yeah. 2020 resolution, I got to start untapping more, babe. Support me. You're my wife.
That's right.
That's what you do. That's what partners do, okay?
It was in our vows.
You got to support me on this.
To having to hold to untapped and check in.
Yep. Hey, I'm going to need you on this one. If I pass out, you're going to need to check that beer in for me because I will not remember in the morning. Oh, man. You have full permission to use my untapped as me. But you got to put in the comments, this is Nick's wife. I'm just tapping in for him, doing the taps.
He must have liked it.
I feel he liked this because it knocked him out. He loves it when beers knock him out for the night.
He's passed out but still holding the glass upright, so he must have liked it.
Yeah, he's subconsciously still trying to save that beer. So he must have liked it. Otherwise, if he doesn't like a beer, he just lets it fall and it soaks into the carpet.
Ooh, yeah. Nice carpet soak.
But this one, he's still holding. Five stars. You wake up, you're like, oh, hey, no, it's not five stars.
Did the tannin settle?
It's not five stars, and don't do that. That's all right, I can edit it tomorrow. That's what happens in Nick's place, I've heard.
That's right. That's after typical the YouTubes.
Typical Monday night, Nick's. After the YouTubes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, after your... No, I haven't seen any... I haven't seen any YouTube postings of different music. Look at this song. It's kick ass.
Look at this. We, Friday night, we were couch surfing and we played Thunderkiss 65.
Whoa.
And then went into D-Light. Was that the band? Groove is in the Heart.
Yeah.
Listen to those two songs together.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
A little fun on a Friday night. For you. Put on some YouTube.
You're really getting into some stuff there. Man.
Yeah, we try and out DJ the next person on YouTube. Okay.
A friend, Aaron and Jen, they have a game. They have a music game where using iTunes music or where you play a song and then... the next person, while that song is playing, the next person has to come up with some sort of link to that song.
Okay.
So either like the title, like something that goes with the title of the song they're playing, or the whoever the musician is in that, ooh, or just something. You have to tie it to where everyone would agree. Like, oh, okay, I see what you did there.
Has to be a noticeable. So,
until somebody just can't keep up anymore.
So you could play Tool.
Mm-hmm. And then you're playing Prison Sex from Tool. Mm-hmm. And you'd have to...
You can go into Henry Rollins after that.
Oh, whoa. What would be the Henry Rollins link?
He appeared in one of their songs.
Oh, okay.
And My Fear is Naked.
All right. That's good enough. That would pass.
I can't remember which one it was now.
Tool, coming to Fresno in January. If you're thinking about a Fresno trip and you're a big Tool fan, you're like, hey, I've been wanting to check out Fresno's beer scene. January 15th, I believe, Tool will be here. We're just talking about it on the tailgate. Speaking of the tailgate, we had a couple of beers from Ex El Perro. He wrapped some gifts, wrapped some beers, so they're too fun not to unopen. And one of them was a... milk stout, chocolate milk stout, pressure drop, faded claws. Santa's just like sitting on a stool puking in a bucket, and one of the elves is having to hold up a bucket. He's just got a bunch of cans, empty cans by him. So he's just pounding after a full day of delivering packages. That was pretty good, yeah?
Yeah, that one's nice.
And we had another, since it's stout season.
Oh.
We had another one, Imperial Stout from Big Ditch. Was it Towel? Towpath?
Where's my chicken?
Barrel aged, even. Towpath.
Big Ditch Brewing Company.
That was an excellent beer as well, yeah.
Out of New York City.
New York City.
That really chaps my head.
So there you go. Buffalo, New York. Up. That's we've got that three active beers going.
XL's hometown of Buffalo.
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 I like to call it Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And congrats to Buffalo Bills being in the playoffs and having a local boy, Josh Allen, their quarterback.
What?
It's from Fireball.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah. Fireball boy.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting.
Yeah. There you go. There's XL. There's your link. I'm sure XL probably knew that already. No, he's like, no. So, what's going on? We're trying to keep it tight.
Will you call me?
Because we want to get to the voicemails, but we still got to. Still got some things to talk about. Culture. Matty boy. Woo-hoo. I yield my time. The chair recognizes Matt from Tioga.
For what?
Culture. You have a culture thing?
Let's see here. Pull up the story. The 116th Congress for extending the, there's probably a more fancy term for that, extending the current federal excise tax. So it was originally expected to end on December 31st, and they're going to extend it out an additional year to help have lower taxes on barrels that breweries produce. So it's headed out another extra year, and that should be a little bit easier for breweries to make more. And pay less.
Is that something Tioga was worrying about? This tax. How many, you got any active barrel aging going right now?
Barrels produce. So anytime you brew beer.
Oh, okay.
Is what you pay tax.
That kind of barrels. All right.
Yes. Barrel is the.
All the barrels.
Measurable quantity.
Gotcha. So another year before this might still go into effect.
Well, no, it's. If you go back a couple weeks, we talked about it and more.
It feels familiar.
Yeah.
How familiar.
And, I remember. In depth, but yeah. It means that breweries pay less in taxes. It was set to go back up.
Right.
And they're extending out another year to keep it back down.
Gotcha.
So I forget which episode it was, but we talked about it.
It was quite an episode.
Yeah.
Whew.
Memorable.
Yeah.
As they say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't even need the link to it in the show notes because people know. And they're like, oh, I know I'll find out episode
3792 right. Or 4.
We're in episode 335.
What?
335. Completely anonymous episode.
Yeah. No special attachments.
Just
not even our year in review.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is what should be our year in review, but. It's too much holidaysing. Next week.
Holidaysing.
Next week
there's
we'll
a good
do
beer
it.
Name.
Yay, holidays. I'm sure there's probably 80,000 of those.
The holiday haze.
Holiday haze. But
holiday haze.
The next week.
Holly haze.
We'll do our pours awards.
Ooh, good. I had to find my old notebook just for such
whoa. Did you find it?
That's what happened. Yeah, I found it.
Well, thank God.
It was in hiding spot number 2.
Oh, you've got spots for notebook hiding spots? Uh-huh. Notebook cubby holes?
I'll put it here. It'll be safe here.
You're safe here. Well, safe from even me.
Where the fuck did I put it?
Yeah. Safe from me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens when you change notebooks mid-year.
Where'd I put my notebook, honey? I don't know, dear. What the fuck?
I can't untap for you and Kentucky notebooks.
There's enough beer tasks. Okay, dear. I have my own life.
Whatever. Well, you have your own untap. What's your username? I'll follow you.
Ooh, wife's secret untapped. That's not going to go well.
Secret untapped. So that's your thing?
Yep. New thing? That's it.
All right. Don't worry, breweries. Not getting taxed. They're not putting that tax back up this year.
Tax it.
2020, go crazy.
Yeah. Spend. Spend, spend.
But start saving for 2021 because they might put it back up there.
Damn it.
Manic.
So there's an ancient tradition that the Vikings had.
Sure they did.
Okay. According to Vine Pair, they say Viking society.
Vine Pair.
Failing to produce a holiday beer eventually became illegal. So Norwegians would celebrate the winter solstice by brewing and drinking beer to honor their Norse gods.
Yes.
Yes. This is way back.
This is the honor of the gods.
From 934 to 961. I guess that's 80. They don't tell me. It's BC. Maybe it's BC. How long ago were the Vikings? Anybody?
Feels like it would be BC.
Yeah. Could be. So yeah, so the Vikings brewed a Christmas beer long before it was cool.
Look at them. Yeah. Well then how it must be 80.
Must be.
They're brewing beers for Jesus.
Beers?
Yeah, that's a I always think of the Vikings just like this was for Jesus.
Yeah. Well, no, this is, they say this is a pagan tradition.
Oh, okay.
What did they believe in?
Believe the metal.
Metal. Oh, that takes me somewhere different. Is Christmas a pagan holiday? Eh, we don't want to get into that right now. Ooh, what are we doing? This Christmas beer meeting.
No, I'm trying to get a vibe going to open this new beer. Uh-huh.
This is madness.
Stay calm, stay calm.
Are you going to keep going until we open it? Is that what's happening?
Pretty much.
Okay. Yahoo!
If you don't use your force, it's not going to work.
I love gold.
Another juice pop.
We're home.
Ooh.
What's this new beer we got here, Matt?
New beer.
From House of Pendragon Brewing Company, they have their beer like no. It is they say Imperial, but it's only 7%, and it's IPA with Nelson hops.
They lied.
I am your father.
What was that name again?
No! That one.
It was like no.
I don't remember him saying like and
like no.
Revenge of the Sith. Like, no, man. Padme's gotta still be alive. Like, I only sort of choked her.
That was the one. There was another no. I was told earlier this conversation came up that there was a no in the older episodes.
Yeah. Well, Luke says no when Vader kills Obi-Wan.
No, it wasn't that one.
I don't know, man.
Page turners, they were not.
Wow. Where on earth did that come from?
This is a good beer.
Mm-hmm.
Damn good beer.
I thought it was going to be Super Haze.
Yeah, they like to do the Star Wars names at House Spin Dragon, so.
It's balanced. It's got hops.
Did you sneak one of these into the movie?
If I had one, they didn't have this out yet. And I like how on the can, this is like the coolest can that the Pendragon's done.
Yeah.
It's Vader. It's Vader helmet. But it's got all these all these different versions of no sort of integrated in with the helmet. And then it has like
for the like, top of his head.
For the top of the helmet it says like. Then it has different versions of no. That's very cool.
That is very clever.
So good job, House Spin Dragon. Good job, Matt, for getting it.
Yeah, they don't often can beers, so.
Be careful not to choke on your aspirations.
Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
That is old man Vader.
Wow.
You're just a child. In a mask.
He sounds mean.
That sounds very mean. All right, sorry. Uh-huh. I could just do that all night.
All right, wait. Go. Carry on.
I don't think Caitlin wants to hear that. Wow. Oh, Matt just tangented me. What? That was Matt pulling that.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, just because you could put on Star Wars stuff.
That's offensive. No, only Volkswagen talk is a tangent.
Yeah.
Star Wars talk, not. Like, where's the I'll be waiting for that Volkswagen discussion that will pop up some point here.
Oh, yeah.
Is that all your culture?
That's my culture. Mm-hmm. And it was AD, 931 AD.
Yeah, right.
That's when the Vikings thrived.
And they wanted to specifically say, ales. This isn't about Jesus. This is about pagans, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody like on the shore is like, oh my gosh, you guys are celebrating Jesus Day, huh? Like, nope. We're Vikings. It's pagan. Okay, well, all right. I don't really have anything, so.
Yeah. Not history buffs here.
And so we're gonna move on to the next thing, that comes up.
The big one,
not the big one.
The medium sized one.
The medium sized one. Actually, this is one of my more favorite segments. It's pretty underrated.
Segments. Oh, you're not gonna talk about Russian River.
Who? Who? Who's this Russian River? This. What the fuck? I did this last week. Looking out for it is just not working.
It's, you got to find the other drop. One of them doesn't work.
Yeah.
There's looking. That's the one you want.
Mm, okay.
Out for.
Good note. Do, 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 do. Hey, 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 hey.
Just play it.
I got it.
No, I'm playing it.
No, I'm playing it. Mine's better. Mine's better. Woo!
Yeah. And that's never happened before.
Man, nobody could mess up their own bumper music better than the Perfect Boar. Man, those guys know how to screw up bumper music, boy.
Let's see them try this.
I just saw this moments ago.
Oh, I was late to the party.
Well, what am I gonna say?
I don't know. Nice stout pop up in your feed. Looking for some
Whitey the Younger in bottles. If you're not aware of what Pliny the Younger is, it's just the triple IPA version of Pliny the Elder. Yeah. And it is a special release that Tioga, I'm just Tioga all day, that Russian River does only once a year for 2 weeks. And it's basically you only get it at the brewery or special locations that Russian River deems worthy enough for this. And it is the quintessential triple IPA. There is none greater. I don't care if somebody has one that tastes better or comes up with a better one. Wait. This cannot be beaten still.
Okay.
And
it tastes better, but it's not
it's,
younger.
It's the one to blame for me dropping a full glass of it in the brewery. So one for me, harassing people. I don't remember harassing people, and people from Japan were one there one time, and I was harassing them, and I don't have much memory of this, and
shit.
It's caused a lot of problems in my life, this Pliny the Younger, but I'm looking out for it because they're going to be bottling it for the first time, and only 2 bottles per person, only while supplies last. I'm going to assume they do it the same way they do the Younger, where they only have a certain amount of kegs for the day. And once that allotment of kegs for that day is gone, then they're done serving it. They're not going to like start dipping into the next day's allotment of kegs. They're just like, this is Tuesday's kegs are gone. You got to come back tomorrow.
Do they have 2 weekends of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There's opening weekend and then it just goes for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I couldn't tell from that release whether they're saying whether it's just all at once, or I'm assuming it's just every day they release a certain amount. But RussianRiverBrewing.com/blog will get you the info you need on all that. But
somewhere it's a big deal. There's a tab on a wristband that they're going to.
Right. Yeah, there's going to be wristbanding, some sort of wristbanding going on.
Yeah, there's a 4th tab.
But what do the other 3 do?
Probably your 3 pours.
Cool. Just cool.
You get 3?
Mm-hmm. That's my, I don't know.
He just did an I don't know. He did an I don't know emoji live in the studio. I don't know, guy. That's one of my more favorite emojis.
The I don't know guy. Not flipping table guy.
There's a flipping table guy?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that one. Oh, that's going to be my new favorite one now. I'm going to flip all kinds of emoji tables.
It's Kirby flipping a table.
Oh. That guy's in there with the emojis in my iPhone?
That's just, no, but that's
how do you get that on a Visa card?
Mm-hmm. Square Cash. You could put your own designs. Some people... they put their signature on there, which I think is dumb.
Yeah.
They let me put a slice of pizza and Kirby flipping a table, which is way better.
Yes. Wow. I'm going to look into this. Square Cash.
Square Cash.
Louis has Square Cash.
The Perfect Pour, now sponsored by Square Cash.
Louis like,
Square Cash does sponsor podcasts.
Oh, what? So. Oh, wait. Hey, Square Cash.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? We have a weekly show. We have a pretty good listenership. Yeah. People that like to use credit cards.
We have
and
we
bank
have
cards of various sorts.
Brought to you by Blank Wide mm-hmm. Open.
Sure. Yep. Just sitting there.
Square Cash lets you instantly add money to your balance and subtract money from your balance, send money to somebody, you know, send and receive money. And they also let you invest in stocks and Bitcoin through the app.
Wow. Huh? Huh?
Wow. Square, bro.
Just go to blahblahblah.com/perfectpour and get your special discount.
They also, yeah, if you're sponsored by them, they'll have referral codes and
mm-hmm.
they'll like match donations.
Oh, wow.
Like they'll give you $5 and they'll also donate $5 to a charity. That's
sure they thing. Will. Sure they will.
Yeah, I've made $2.47 off my $40 stock investment.
Hey.
Woo.
Party. That's almost a beer.
It's all Tesla and Apple right now.
Almost got that Tesla. You're gonna be the Tesla guy for the show?
If I could afford it, I'd do it.
You want that Tesla truck? The DeLorean Tesla truck?
Yeah, stainless, baby. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it was available.
It's available. I'll do it. So, yeah, there's that Pliny the Younger bottles.
Oh, man.
We have a Santa Rosa wrap. If you guys are going to go. Whoa, ooh, uh-oh. We got the bad juju over here. If we're going to go to Santa Rosa this year for Pliny the Younger.
That's what you do.
Look out. Also one from Pariah Brewing, San Diego's Pariah Brewing. This would be hard to get as well, but it's out there. Only 90s kids will get this IPA. It's an Imperial IPA, and it's got cool drawings clear? On it. It's got cool drawings on the can. So only 90s kids will get this IPA.
Dang it.
I'm not a 90s kid, but I feel like I'll get the IPA. I feel like I'll get it. I think
if you use, yeah.
Like, survive. I'll get this. You're not a 90s kid.
I was passed out, okay?
I was way into Keystone Lights in the 90s. Yeah. That's true. I was a big Keystone Light guy in the 90s.
Oh, boy.
Modern Times. Excuse me if I'm stepping on one of your guys' Mythic Worlds. A new hazy IPA from Modern Times.
Oh, I totally had that one.
Galaxy Heavy. I guess I need more Galaxy because I couldn't pick out Galaxy like I could Citra or Mosaic or something like that. So I need to have a little bit more and be like, all right.
How did you Galaxy. Not have the exactly Galaxy? That was out for a minute.
I had it. Had it.
I had it.
I think I did. But that's, looks cool because it's Modern Times. That's enough, Matt. Are you
just the Modern Times one?
Yeah, the same. Yep. Same. Do you like Galaxy? How are you on Galaxies? You like Galaxy?
I do like Galaxy.
Where does it rank for you? High?
Mm-hmm. They're hard to get a hold
above
of.
Above Citra? Below Citra?
No. Oh, above Citra.
Whoa! Wow. Oh, shit. Wow. I didn't know this was going to happen this week.
Fire.
Citra is more of an accent hop. It's not really that good as a standalone. Oh,
wow.
Galaxy can be used industry. As a single hop.
Mm. Yeah, it's industry. So those musician bands kind of guy.
But Galaxy is not
you
cheap.
And the King's accent.
Galaxy is the Neil Peart of.
If you can find it, it's.
Bro, Neil Peart, man. Best drummer.
Could be anywhere from $20 to $40 a pound. It's not cheap. Or box.
Galaxy or Mosaic. You're thinking way too long for that. Your answer is bad now.
Probably still be Galaxy because
it's what the flip?
The rarity, dude. Rarity. Everybody get Citra. Everybody get Mosaic. Everybody get Amarillo. Everybody get Simcoe. Not a lot of people get Galaxy. Not a lot of people get Nelson. Right. So if you have a good beer that's made well with those two hops, or either or, you got to go for that.
Galaxy or Nelson.
Nelson,
He's gonna order.
Oh, finally, we got something to beat Galaxy here.
I've always liked Nelson. That's not a secret.
Nelson, number one hop.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
man.
Who makes a Nelson Citra Mosaic? Where's that beer? Is that what this was? Like, no. Is that why it's good? Matt's going to read the can from this.
What does the can
say? No!
I'll have to go to the description.
Oh, okay.
Son of a description.
Does Pendragon usually put good in descriptions in on Untappd?
Not this one.
But too new.
They only make a can every...
Yeah. Reggie got me the one before the Qui-Gon gin and juice. Master Qui-Gon.
Citra, Mosaic, and Nelson.
Oh!
Wow.
Look at this. I'm having it right now.
Right now.
And that's delicious. Everyone should just do that. Stop messing around. Everyone just make citronelles and mosaic.
Stop farting around.
We're done.
Get to work.
IPAs are figured out.
Yeah. Move on. Move on to the next. Don't try it anymore.
Make everything citra mosaic Nelson and just move on to something else. Figure out browns.
Yeah. Don't forget about the browns.
Yep. That's all I'm looking out for. Matt's looking out for. So, Nick?
I still have not had this year's Anchor Christmas.
What?
I know.
It's BioBear, dude.
It's what?
BioBear.
I know, but it's Anchor.
But it's Anchor. Yeah. Well, they have a union there, so.
Okay.
I appreciate that. There's something.
There you go.
And their buyout is overseas, so it's not as aggressively bad as other buyouts.
Yeah.
It's one of the least offensive of the buyouts. And like I said, it's Anchor. It's like Guinness. Well, I guess Guinness is still indie beer, right? Is Guinness indie beer?
Probably is.
Might be big beer, but even if Guinness is big beer, it's still okay.
I think they own other breweries, but
Guinness.
I don't know. Who owns them? They own like Harp and Smittix.
Some things just get a waiver.
A waiver.
Guinness gets a waiver.
Duval.
Duval gets a waiver. Duval gets a waiver.
They own Firestone.
Right. But I mean, they get a waiver, but I'm not going to. What? Firestone got in their own mess. Duval didn't have anything to do with Firestone being dumbasses. That's not Duval's fault.
But what about Heineken?
They're big beer. I haven't drank, haven't paid for a Lagunitas since they went full buyout.
So, and then Kirin. So you don't do them either, huh?
Yeah, I might have. Situationally.
Oh, okay. So it just depends how rural they are across the ocean. It
depends how, if I'm in a sushi place and I need beer. What am I going to do, man?
What am I going to do?
Is height big beer?
Hmm?
Height? Korean lager height?
Never heard of it.
Go to the sushi place right here.
Maru.
They got the height. This is the problem I have. Fresno has lots of sushi and teppanyaki restaurants and lots of Mexican restaurants, and both those restaurants have problems with getting good beer, and it becomes a issue.
So Guinness is owned or partially owned by Diageo's brands, which is the parent company of Smirnoff.
Oh,
and Johnny Walker.
Whoa.
So they get they still get a pass?
Hell yeah. Come on.
Mm.
And Guinness. Still Guinness.
Still Guinness.
It's the spirit of the indie beer laws.
There's just no Christmas spirit anymore.
What's the spirit of the law? That's what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Nick, where
I'm done.
You're done?
Yep.
Done looking out for stuff?
Yep.
Carry on.
I think show's catching fire. Mikey's not here to put it out. Oh, thank goodness he's back. Ooh, look at that.
It's a good beer.
I love gold.
You said like no?
I I like no.
New in 2020.
New beer entering the show from Moxa. Sticky Sips. West Coast Double IPA.
Donated by Wazoo Corvette.
There it is. On the table from left to right of your podcast dial.
There was a duplicate in the ice chest and I made sure to take it home.
Good job.
Fun fact, if you donate beer and there's duplicates, they might not all make the show.
Not all make the show. And if you, especially if they're brown, somebody named Producer Becky might steal.
She helps herself.
It's definitely sticky to the icky. Smells like weed.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Nelson and Mosaic.
See? Finally, everyone's getting smart.
There you go.
Just put Nelson and Mosaic in it. Maybe Citra, and you're done. You figured out IPAs.
Yeah. So where's all this extra Nelson coming from? There seems to be a surplus of
it,
certainly.
I don't see. Yeah, because a few years ago, people were like, well, I'd love to brew with Nelson. Every brewery on all the beer podcasts that have brewers on are like, well, I'd love to brew with Nelson. Can't find it.
It's all bought third hand from my understanding.
Just getting these third hand Nelson hops, man.
The whole 2020 crop has been contracted out. So anybody getting Nelson hops are going to be buying them off.
Second hand from Walmart.
I forget the name, but it's like Hopster, whatever the website is. But it's basically just a forum of people going, hey, I have this for sale.
Craigslist.
Craigslist hops.
Just put it up on
Hop
Craigslist.
Exchange. I think it was.
Is that the subreddit? Hop Exchange.
Hop Exchange.
Reddit.com/Hop Exchange.
Hop Exchange.
Well, this is good.
This is good.
It is.
And it's clear, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Us 90s kids call that West Coast IPA.
Oh, okay. Double West. We did a quick turnaround for this episode. We haven't even gone, half a week since the last time we recorded because all this Christmas nonsense messing up our schedule. So we haven't had much of a chance to drink this week, but Matt, have you had anything of interest in the past few days?
Let's see.
Bearded Brewer,
been drinking this like no.
Yeah.
So bought a couple 4-packs, so been drinking that. Black Butte has been my 6-pack of drinking beer. The brother donated a Tongue Tickles to me from Noble.
Oh, wow.
And then
LA
Pendragon also released another beer called Skyhopper. And it's unofficially known as a throwback double IPA.
Wow.
It's clear, it's bitter, and there's a little just tiny hook of booziness in the end. But it's very reminiscent of a Green Flash or Stone beer where you get that bitterness up front and then you have to get to the fifth or sixth
bottle.
Sip before your palate adjusts to it. And you're just like, okay, this is a good higher IBU IPA.
Honey, don't you think you've had enough beers? I'm adjusting my palate, honey, okay? That's your fifth one. Just we're part of adjusting my palate, don't you understand?
You're also adjusting the furniture.
Oh, my stomach needs to make an adjustment. Hold on.
Oh,
man.
Boy.
Woo. All right. I'm back. Let's go.
Round two.
What else, Matt?
Where you got my drinking pants on.
Nick, did you have your drinking pants on?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Oh, good.
I hope you got into some trouble.
Almost. I tried.
Oh, okay.
Let's see here. I also had the Tongue Tickles. I had my ration of Noble that I brought back from LA.
Mm-hmm.
Had a Hypnopompa. Hypnopompa from Omnipolo that Chew Your Beer donated. Ooh. It was an Imperial Vanilla. Marshmallow Vanilla Stout.
Oh, I like that.
That was very nice.
I like marshmallow and stouts.
And
I'm not afraid to say it.
That was my YouTube Friday. I did not realize I smashed three more Broken Skull IPAs after that Imperial Stout.
Wow. Yeah. Man, went for three.
I kind of felt like crap the next day. I was like, why do I feel like shit? And then I look at the counter. I'm like,
you're like, ooh. You're like, babe, what were you doing with all these Broken Skulls last night?
I can't see straight because there's three cans on the counter.
Hey, why'd you drink all my Broken Skulls? That's kind of hard to get.
Did you check them in for me?
Hey.
So that set the tone for the evening.
Wow. Nice. Yeah. Went for it.
It was a party. Sounds I think like I was happy it. To be on vacation finally.
Apparently.
Then we did some Tioga drinking. I left the house for once in my life.
Look at you go.
Had the Rush Hour High Top version coffee.
Oh.
Mixed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rare. It's going to be gone.
Ooh, is that the rare one?
I don't know.
Had the 2019 Barrel Aged Midnight Lightning.
2018, huh?
No, 19.
Oh, 19.
That's 18? I meant 19. Know.
Don't trust what I say. Jesus.
I don't know anymore. And the Christmas Card IPA.
Yes. Good beer.
Very strange.
That's the same beer that was made fun of on Worst Beer Blog.
Yeah.
Now we're all drinking it. Because we're from
Fresno.
They
just reposted it. They didn't say anything.
He was letting it speak for itself, I believe.
No opinion.
No opinion.
Just posting.
Yeah.
What is it Bethany always does from the B?
Opinion.
On her Facebook. Offers no opinion.
Information, not opinion.
Yeah, posting as information, not as opinion.
Yeah. FYI, per my last email. So there you go. We watched, we tried to go to Zach's, but there was a rather unique private party happening at Zach's.
Whoa. That you weren't allowed.
Oh, we, like,
get out of here.
For $10, you could have been allowed.
Like, well, we'll allow you for $10.
But
you and you, Nick.
We didn't.
Your money plays here.
We couldn't get the nerve up to go see the interesting things happening inside.
You. Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, huh. Feels like there is a bachelor or bachelorette might be involved.
Same party favors, different event.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I have no idea what that would be. Then.
Okay.
I don't want to know, maybe. Maybe I do want. No, I don't want to know. Should have just went to your neighborhood brewery, Pine and Palm.
I should have. We were already downtown, though.
We're downtown.
We're downtown.
I don't want anything to do with my neighborhood. We're downtown. All right.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good.
The Nick 80 on Untappd, if you're not his friend. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. Look out for them to sometimes, occasionally, check in their beers. You can find me in Dorktown or search Mikey Tupper. One or the other will come up. What did I do? Have I done anything? Is what I'm interested in.
No, boy.
Yeah, I finally had my last Momo from Great Notion.
Ooh, damn.
I recorded a beer bench video with it. I don't know if I'm going to release it or not.
Yeah.
It was pretty lame.
Might just
give it to the golden gods. And here's a shitty video. Thanks for the $5.
Yeah.
Alvarado Street. Planes, Trains, and IPAs. Oh. Reggie gave me that.
Very nice.
Very good beer. And it's a, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles reference. Watching the Suns lose again. Drinking that beer. Zach's Brewing, Really Suspicious. That was from last week's show. No. Now I'm getting into last week's show already. See?
That went quick.
That was a quick week, man. Quick week. So that's enough of that. We'll save some cheers for later, but now let's get to the segment that we've all been waiting for.
The 2019 telethon.
The telethon, the Chew Your Beer led telethon.
She called.
Oh, shit.
And that was it. Thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed all those voicemails.
I was trying to, apparently I don't have it on call. I was going to do the, oh no, nope.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
No. You can get yourself on this show. You can record your own podcast and send it to us, or you can just call us and tell us some stuff. 559-492-0542. And that is fixed now. We did have a problem with that for a week or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And wow. I think Matt was getting calls to his personal cell phone, voicemail calls. So I think some voicemails got jacked up and probably got lost. I don't know.
Well, it would ring all the way through, and then it would just go to a generic, leave a message or whatever. And then people are like, this doesn't sound right.
Not right, bro. Nobody, you never picked up and said, hello?
If it's not in my contact list, I don't answer. If you don't leave a voicemail, I don't call back.
Yep. I have the same policy. If I don't know who it is, or if I know who it is and don't want to talk to them, that's going all voicemail. And if they don't leave a voicemail, then it wasn't important.
Yeah, they even have new scammers where if you just answer, they add you to a list of saying there's a human on the other side of the phone.
Human here. Well, there's those ones that will they're able to fish your own number and will like call you. It looks like you calling you. You're like, whoa. Is this me from the future calling? I gotta pick this up.
It's me, Mike.
Oh, hey, what's up, dude?
Whatever you're doing right now, stop doing it because it's stupid.
It's gonna hurt us later.
What am I even doing? Just don't do it.
See, it's a good example. It shows up as my number. It doesn't say me from the future, so I don't answer.
Yes, it's me from the future. Answer this. I know you don't want to pick it up, but answer this. That's the whole caller ID. It's
like, no.
For reals. I'm not going to leave a voicemail. The Cheer Beer is like, hey, everybody call the Perfect Pour because we want to give them a week off. And it just, that's just kind of not how it works around here. All right, bros. So let's go into the untraditional voicemails. These are the traditional voicemails. We'll start with the traditional voicemails and just kick back, have some beers, and listen to our great listeners of the show.
Perfect Pour. Hey, boys, it's Donnie, and we're drinking in the Northwest.
Woo!
Well, technically, we're drinking in the Southeast this week. We are at Disney World, and it's been fun. It's been real. Weather's been good. Lots of good beers I've tried. Wife says I'm an alcoholic. Then I counted all my check-ins,
She's and right.
I've got about 20-plus so far different beers. Quick shout out to DLang55. He gave me some suggestions on Twitter. Wife won't let me take an Uber, though, to go check out some breweries, which is kind of disappointing.
Dang.
Anyways, I listened to the show laying by the pool yesterday, and I didn't have a beer in my hand, though. I had a nice frozen margarita. Anyways, great show as always. Today I am at Epcot, currently alone. My wife's at the hotel, and I am starting my drinking around the world.
My first stop
was the Canada Pavilion in Unibrew.
What?
Some Unibrew. Peach IPA Unibrew. Drink, so I thought we'd start there. Anyways, guys, thanks for everything you do. You always put a smile on my face. And keep up the good work, Louis.
No, Louis got a shout-out. Disney World.
Yeah, that Oof. I've heard about that beers around the world thing. You can drink it at Disney World. Hmm. And there's a whole Epcot Center. There's a whole beers around the world right. thing that you can do.
Okay. I see how it is. Yeah,
I can't. I'm here. I don't get to go to Disneyland. I think I'm going to go over to Disney World. Nope.
What's up, Perfect Four? It is Mike Montoya, a.k.a. Just Can't Win.
What's up, Mike?
I'm sitting here right now with a gun to my head.
What?
Being held by Chew. He's forced me to call in for the end of the year Christmas episode as we speak. But all bullshit aside, just want to call in and say thank you. 2019 was a good year in general, and a good year for beer. I definitely took my beer hobbiness to the next level. And yeah, so I got a little list here of my favorite beers that stood out to me in the year 2019. So number five is going to be Alvarado Street in the Garage. Hazy Pale, man.
It's a good beer.
I think I've talked about on past episodes. That beer is fucking good. not to mention that Weezer's super sick. The Blue Album for life.
Ooh.
And that beer is it's hard to beat.
Yeah, it's true.
Number four for me, Modern Times, Double Dry Hopped MT5. I had this early on in the year.
What is that?
And it literally blew me away. I had a 4-pack of it, and I wish I could drink it once a week. Number three, Alvarado Street Motor Oil Number 5. This is a thick stout, if I'm not mistaken. I think it has, off the top of my head, some like orange or vanilla vibes, but oh my God, it went down so smooth. So good. I reminisce back on it quite often. And the last can that I was able to see went off a shelf a few months back, so I don't know if it's still out there. But if you see it, try it. It should still be good. Number two, Root and Branch. This is a brewery from New York. They have a beer called Do We Live in a Society of Spectacle? super cool brewery. All their beers are named after poems and literature, and really cool vibe, really cool can art. And I don't think they have a staple flagship. I think that's just they do like pop-ups currently. But I've been trading with someone from New York, yeast samples, you know, and love their brewery, love that beer. And number one for me, another New York beer, Absolute Zero Flux by Equilibrium. Well, I had that beer in January,
and it, zero
it
fox,
still
it
haunts
zero
my
flux.
Dreams. It was so damn good.
We've had it.
Yeah, that's my top five for the year that I think back on quite often. And once again, I just wanted to say thanks to you guys. Thanks to the whole gang. I know that there's a whole crew that's associated with Perfect Four, and y'all are great. So keep up the good work. Guys.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks, Mr. Montoya. I think Matt's a metal dude, right? He's in a band. I'm not mistaken. He's in the middle. Mike Montoya.
Mike Montoya, metal.
It's bad as
What's up, Matt, Nick, Mike? How you guys doing? Jay from home from Utah. Going in to get in on the show to give you guys some time off. Hope you guys are enjoying your holidays.
We are. We're enjoying it, drinking beer with you.
12 Monkey Double IPA from Salt Fire Brewing here in northern Utah. Just going through my my whales selection and specialties, trying to decide and get stuff ready for
whales, bro.
Family parties and stuff. Got a couple Lou Jean chocolate milk stouts and pre-buyout La Folie La Terroir from New Belgium. 2016 and the 2018 Jolly Russian. Going to compare those two to get the Russian Imperial Stout Asian Rum Barrels from Odell Brewing. So looks like that's going to be a good time. But talking about these two breweries, and with New Belgium selling out recently, I've been kind of wondering, you know, Mike, I'm in the same boat you are. Pretty much this brewery sells out, and I'd rather give my money to smaller, more independent breweries. But it got me thinking, is there a brewery that you guys would, even if they sold out, would you still drink it? Because for me, I gotta say, Odell Brewing, I've never had a single bad beer from them. I think if something weird happened and they sold out, I'd probably still purchase their stuff. So Mikey, Rush River ever sells out, you still gonna make a point
that
again?
That can't happen.
Something to think about. Maybe some of the other listeners can call back later on down the road and give their 2 cents. So hope you guys are enjoying your time off. It's well earned. Have a good time. Drink lots of good beer. Cheers.
Cheers. Gosh. I want to say if Tioga, knock on wood, would ever sell out, I think that might be the one brewery I would have to.
You'd have to still drink.
Still have to drink, just because. Then I would have to drink Firestone, basically, if I didn't drink Tioga. Because when you're out and about in Fresno, you know, in non-beer geek places, your craft beer choices usually are between Firestone and Tioga, if you're lucky. And if I can't drink either of those, I'm really bad off. I basically can't drink beer when I go out.
And I need one.
And I need it. So bad.
Give me the beer.
So I would think if Tioga would be the one exception to the... I think if Russian River... I mean, that's just ridiculous to say. Because they would not sell out. But if they did, I think I would be like... I would just move on. I'd be like, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, there are lots of other... IPAs out there.
Right. So it's for me, it's real easy to move on from beers that buy out, except for something that's the prominent craft beer in your town, mm-hmm. which would be Tioga Sequoia and Firestone. And without those two, Firestone's off my list now. So all I have is Tioga when I'm out. So if I would have to, something would have to be done, and I would probably have to still drink the Tioga.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
If, you know, this, you know, it's just a theory.
Yeah.
It's not really hypothetical happening. Situation. Hypothetical.
Hypothetically speaking.
Is there something... Would you, Matt? Was there something? Well, Matt would just, Matt already would be fine with it. He's like, hey, if it's good beer, it's good beer. He's nodding yes. Nick, is there something? If North Coast got bought out, what would you do, Nick? Wow. North Coast, tomorrow, AB InBev announces North Coast has purchased. Purchase North Coast.
Yeah, I think you found the one.
Oh.
I would still have to drink some Old Rasputin.
But what if they fuck it up? Fuck up Old Rasputin?
Well, yeah, then no. No, I ain't going to drink crappy Rasputin for the sake of drinking
Rasputin.
Crapsputin. No, even if North Coast crapped it up, I'm going to stop drinking it.
There it is.
Yeah, that would be hard to turn down. If they kept everything exactly the same but made it cheaper,
then you're like, oh boy, can't. Okay. Just the memorials here, guys.
I'll buy 2 Modern Times just to keep.
you get climate credit. Or what,
yeah.
What is
carbon
it?
Footprint.
Carbon credit? What is it? When you,
I'm offsetting the term, my carbon footprint.
So you buy credits to offset what you've done.
That's right.
I would like to just give Modern Times $5 and then I can buy this Old Rasputin, buy out Rasputin. Oh, that's good. That's why we're here.
That's what we do for you.
Hey, it's Rad Mike.
Hey. Rad.
It's been a while.
Can you hear me?
Are you being rad? No, we can't hear you anymore.
Canada.
That's the whole voice. So. Good job, Red Mike.
That was basically, I'm alive.
Yep, it's me, Red Mike.
Exchange rates.
Yeah, that got at customs. He got there was a lot of voicemail. The
voicemail stopped at customs.
Redacted. A lot of that's redacted. Customs are like, nah, you can't play all that. Thanks, Rad Mike.
Perfect Four, it's Donnie, and we're drinking in the Northwest. Just calling to wish everybody a happy, happy holidays to you and all your families and all the listeners. We just got back from Florida to rainy Seattle area. It was a great trip, a few highlights. I had 32 check-ins of new beers, which was fantastic, not to mention all the frozen drinks by the pool. Weather was great. Food was great. Disney was great. A couple of the highlighted beers. Tampa Bay Brewing, I had a couple of theirs. The Old Elephant IPA and the Reef Donkey. Both were extremely tasty. I think my favorite, though, was a Motorworks Pulp Fiction Grapefruit IPA.
Whoa.
It was really good. Also, the last night in town, we went to Haleo by Jose Andres. We had a 9-course meal, tasting meal. It came with a wine pairing, but I did have Crooked Cam Brewing's Workaholic Pale that I thoroughly enjoyed before dinner. Anyways, lots of great beer. Looking forward to the holidays. Can't wait till you guys get back on the air. So, Merry Christmas. Leo. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Love you too. Keep holding it down up there in the Seattle, the Northwest. I know you didn't think we'd be here, but we're here.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. We fooled all you guys. We're here. We're listening to you.
Hey, guys. I'm driving! Yeah. Hey guys, very quickly, it's for Steve.
Oh.
Guys?
Yeah?
Mikey?
Yeah?
I have an extra can of Treehouse.
What?
An extra can of Treehouse.
You're Julius. Just bragging now, huh?
Now, I'm not giving this up without something in return.
Okay, uh-oh, here we go.
If you guys want your first can of Treehouse,
yeah.
I want either a bottle of Pliny.
Oh boy.
Or a bottle of Blind Pig in return.
Uh huh.
Hit me up.
Oh, so we're traders now.
Or email me. You know my email.
Smugglers.
Email
address,
that's our life now. That's our life.
I'll listen to a future show. See what your answer is. Until then, Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Happy New Year.
Uh-huh.
And bye.
Bye.
I thought he was going to go for check your dates.
Florida.
Oh, now we got to trade beer now.
Oh, boy.
Now we got to work. Now we're beer traders, Nick.
Smugglers.
We're smuggling. Oh, are we like Han Solo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just think of it like you're Han Solo.
Chewie, you got to pack these better. You got to put Ziploc. You put them in Ziploc bags, Chewie. Can't just put newspaper around them. They're going to bust. Ah, shut the fuck up.
Wow. I feel like I'm there. Is that what happens in the new one?
Yep. Oh, geez. Spoiler. Spoiler alert.
Han Solo's a craft beer trader now.
Yep. Yep. He's, instead of spices, it's craft beer. And I think that is all.
Is Ray a Haze bro?
She's a Haze bro. I think that's all we'll get out of that for now. And we continue on with more voicemails with our emails.
What's up, guys? It is Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
It was a great Christmas.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you know what I've been drinking.
Okay.
I'm going to give you my top five of the year. And send out some special Christmas wishes this year as well.
Whoa.
Well, it's been an interesting year. I guess it's been sort of the year of the IPA for me. I've had a lot of IPAs this year, a lot of hazies. it's been incredible. I'm someone who loves variety, but for some reason I've just been hitting the hazies hard this year.
Oh no.
So at not number five is not a beer I've had recently. Julius by Treehouse Brewing. Delicious hazy. If you guys can get a Julius, I highly recommend that you get your hands on Julius from Treehouse Brewing. My number four, IPGA from Twisted Trunk Brewing in Palm Beach Gardens down here in Florida. Perfectly balanced IPA between piney and citrus. Almost perfect IPA. Mm-hmm. And then my number three will be Nuzzle 3.0 from Jay Wakefield. I had this beer a few months ago. I remember it being very good, very citrusy. It was another hazy mouthfeel. Mouthfeel wasn't too thick. It was easy drinking. Very delicious. And then number two might surprise you guys.
Yeah.
It's actually from Nonprofit Brewing Company. What? Is their dry hopped kombucha.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Dry hopped Citra.
It's going off the deep
end. It was dry hopped with Citra. Very delicious kombucha. I mean, I could have swear I was drinking a beer if it wasn't for the increase in carbonation. Delicious, delicious kombucha. If you guys ever come down to South Florida, any of you come down to South Florida, even my Florida reps, if you come down to South Florida, I will take you guys to Nonprofit. Hopefully they'll have some Citra dry hopped kombucha on hand. It has turned into a seasonal, so a little hard to get. My number one, Every Day I'm Waffling from Civil Society. Maple syrup, waffle batter, hazy IPA.
Oh, no.
Sounds weird.
Yes.
But it was my number one beer this year. Got a 5-star rating on Untappd. Delicious. Blew my socks off. Incredible. What I've been drinking? Treehouse. That's what I've been drinking. I've been drinking Treehouse Brewing stuff. I got my smuggled shipment of Treehouse beer from a friend of mine. I've been sipping and sharing my beer with Mrs. Florida Steve, of course. I've got Julius. I've had Julius, Autumn, all there is and all there ever will be. And we just had a Eureka tonight, actually. And I can throw in some Copper Point beers in there too, WTF and the Hoppy Pills, which is always good after a long day at work, and especially with the warm days we get during the winter time here in Florida. It's very delicious. But that's all I got, guys. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to my Florida reps. I look forward to 2020, to our annual Grand Get It, which I hope will be in Orlando this next year. Looking forward to it. Merry Christmas to you guys and happy holidays. You guys make this podcast so fun to listen to and have created such a community of people that it's incredible. You guys have done an amazing job. So keep up the great work and bye. See you in 2020.
Thanks, Florida Steve. But that was, you went way over, Florida Steve.
Oh, man.
We're really super nice. That was way over. Okay. Can't let that happen again.
He didn't
know
you were going to be here to police it.
I know. That's the thing. They're like, we weren't supposed to be here.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, I'll just leave a 5-minute voicemail. What are they going to do?
That's
they
right.
Can't stop it.
Ain't no way going to be there.
Santa leaving. It's after Christmas, guys.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. It's me,
Al Green.
What's up, Al?
I'm here for the tap takeover.
I'm here for the tap takeover.
A huge thank you Perfect to you guys
top takeover. For
all the hard work that you do. I'm sure it's not easy waking up so early every Friday to put on this live show for all
We're
of
up here,
us.
Get but up at 4 in the morning the so we can do this podcast.
We appreciate it. And on that note... I'd like to open a Road Collective Beers. Arts IPA number 12 brewed with Nelson Sauvin, Nelson Sauvin and Mosaic Hops. It's a 6.9% ABV. And cheers to you guys. My year in beer... 2019 was a year of whale beers for me. I had a Pliny the Elder for the first time. I had a Heady Topper for the first time. Both were amazing.
About the Heady Topper, dude.
I am looking out for some Treehouse.
This shit's done, dude.
I'm gonna get my hands on some Juliers or some Green. Not being too picky. Just keep it hazy, bro. That's all I ask. Keep it hazy.
No, keep it clear.
Some That's of my offensive. Favorite beers in 2019, Hoofhearted. They did the Did We Just Become Best Friends? That was delicious.
Did we become, just become best friends?
Telesto from Modern Times. That was the one that it had the black and white snakes from Beetlejuice on the can. That was cool. That was a delicious beer. Oh my God, excuse me. That was a delicious beer. And then some local love, Civil Society. They collabed with Angry Chair. And they had the Bench Buddies 4. That was so good. Quiet down, bird.
Dude, shut that up. What's going on in the background? Is that like a...
I'm
going
to make the year of
Is it like a refrigerator?
Get-its. I want to do more Get-its, different people. If you're a Florida listener and you've never hit up the show, don't be shy. Hit me up on the Instagrams or on the Twitters or on the Untaps. At it's me underscore Al Green. Let me know what's up. We'll try and meet up anywhere we can. You know how we get down over here. If anything, we'll just head out west and
we're alert.
Also been a fun fantasy season. Brutang Clan will be back next year. We will go after the title. I will be sending a crowler of Civil Society beers to whoever the winner is this season. And I will still be waiting for my crowler from Hoppy Libations. What is up, yo? Send me the crowler. You need my address. 58. Well, just hit me in the DMs. I'll send you my address like that. On that note, guys, it's been a great year. It's been a fun year. Thank you for everything. Happy Christmas. Merry Festivus. And a jolly new year. Cheers. Keep up the good work. Willards.
Florida. Man, a lot of Florida. Florida goes a while without doing anything, and then all of a sudden it's just a flood of Florida.
They pounce.
Just
all Florida. Let's just make it all Florida. Fuck it.
By the way, we have a new beer we haven't announced from our new friends at Single Speed Brewing out there in the Iowas.
It's a Pilsner.
Just, river. You know, a little palate cleansing.
River to river.
River to river Pilsner. And as expected with this Single Speed, so dead on the style.
So that's their thing.
They will make the style and they'll make it good.
Like making good beer, you do, yeah?
That's just Midwest, how the Midwest rolls.
Yeah.
You tell them, do this, they'll do it. You continue on here.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up? How's it going, Perfect Pour? It is Colin and Janine.
Oh, Colin and I was hoping it was just Janine.
We just got done some Star Wars.
We're fresh out of the theater.
No spoilers!
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Man. I'm always skeptical, like, what are they going to do? And they do a lot of cliche shit. But
I want to see right before the show, Colin and Jean. I was like, what are they going to do?
So, like, you know, my birthday is actually tomorrow, but I make Colin come and see a movie with me, and it's usually Star Wars or Harry Potter. So this year it's Star Wars.
I like Janine.
Well, you know, girls, they get a week of birthday, so.
Week-long birthday, right before Christmas. Actually, my birthday, it's birthday up until Christmas.
Pretty much.
Because so if you Christmas see Janine out,
you buy her a beer.
So this is related to beer, though.
Yes.
Because we spent $50 on four beers.
At the movie theater.
At the movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
They're not like a
normal I had a Tioga when I saw the Star Wars.
22s?
They were pretty big, like 24.
Hear that? That was a Dodge Charger.
That was a Dodge Charger.
I bet it was.
I got the Lagunitas.
That was a Dodge Charger.
And I got a Blue Moon.
So, oh, man.
They didn't have very
what the hell?
Good Janine. Choices.
No, that's true, but...
Just get a soda.
Years ago, you couldn't get a beer at a movie theater at all.
At all.
And now, you can get an IPA at a movie theater, which... Definitely wouldn't have happened without the intervention of the, the evil empires and stuff like that?
The only bad thing is it made you have to pee in the middle of the movie, so I missed, like, probably 5 minutes in the middle of the movie.
Yeah, we missed it. Well, no spoilers, but...
Yeah, even with my small bladder, I was able to make it all the way through. So hopefully we didn't miss anything important.
I don't think so.
But we're going to have fun this Christmas. We're going to have four fucking Christmases.
Yeah, you guys ready for Christmas?
Because both of our parents are
divorced. We already had Christmas.
All four parents' house.
Yeah. It was great.
It's like the real Vince Vaughn, Reese Witherspoon fucking movie.
So you know what we do in these situations is we pack the big Yeti cooler full of ice.
The big
one.
Oh, boy. Colin and Janine have lots of coolers. They're
not enough to where, you know,
to make all our families tolerable.
We're gonna like start, you know, throwing.
It's not like we're gonna be installing a satellite dish on anyone's roof or anything.
Nothing like that.
Nothing
but,
like that.
Otherwise, pretty it's pretty true.
Well, yeah, it is true.
So maybe next year we'll do something different, but like go to Fiji or something.
There yeah, that would be great.
Get rid of
yeah, everything. We need to do that 1 year. Like, and just say it's for my birthday and F y'all.
Yeah, so
this is what we're doing.
My brother-in-law and his wife going to Mexico
and getting
gone
on a vacation
instead
of doing Christmas.
Yeah, good question. Because I feel like it all the time and just using the excuse, well, it's my birthday, so this is what we're doing. And actually, for my 40th birthday, we went to Portland.
Everyone else can
and
eat
we
ass.
Flew back on, like, Christmas Eve, and we kind of told a couple of our parents, like, to, you know, kind of F off, like, this is what we're doing. But,
We shortened it a bit. That's
we shortened it, yes. Yes, we did.
Yep. So, apparently... Merry Christmas, because I know that...
Merry Christmas, everyone. Yep. We hope to have lots of get-its with a lot of people next year.
Yeah, we got a brand new year coming in,
we got
guys.
A brand new year coming. Yeah. We got a brand new calendar in the works. I've
Nobody
already got
hoppy
libations.
No,
new year?
No, I'm starting it now.
There you go, hoppy.
So she's already in the calendar. So
oh, man. Oh,
we're, wow. We're starting a new get-it calendar. So everyone post a get-it
calendar.
Photo
already
so we can
developed.
Do this thing. It'll be awesome. It'll be fun.
I want a picture of Nick in the jacuzzi.
The jacuzzi.
Yes.
In the jacuzzi.
It needs to happen.
I haven't seen Nick in a jacuzzi this year.
Nick in the jacuzzi with a barrel-aged stout.
There you go.
Yes.
Jacuzzi.
Nick likes this also.
Old Rusty. Rusty? Is that a new one?
No, it's just called.
Oh, that's
Rusty.
The Rusty version of the Rusty.
The Rusty, right?
Yeah, it's just a little hazy.
That's Nick's name when he's in the
because we're going over.
Jacuzzi.
Rusty.
Old Rusty.
We're kind of allowed 6 minutes.
Happy Star Wars.
Happy Star Wars, guys.
Happy Star Wars. Merry Christmas.
Happy Star Wars.
Happy birthday to me.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Janine.
Happy
Thank
birthday,
you.
Janine. Happy birthday.
Right,
and keep up the good,
good
work, guys. Bye.
Bye. Happy birthday, Janine.
Happy birthday.
Can you believe Ray is a Kirk?
Are you trying to spoil it?
Ray is a Ray. Turns out Ray is a Ray. Your name is Ray Ray.
Ray Ray. Oh, boy.
Yep. So, sorry. Right. Sorry to spoil that for you, Nick.
Wow.
That Ray is Ray.
No, I just wait till it comes out on television.
She's you're all, yeah, I heard Ray's Ray Ray.
What?
Yeah.
Ray's a Ray Ray.
Ray's a Ray Ray.
Ray's a Ray Ray.
She's a Ray Ray.
So, are you having a stroke right now? What's going on here?
Ray Ray. She's a Ray-Ray.
Ray's a Ray-Ray. I'm going to walk around Lowe's tomorrow saying that.
Hey, Ray. She's a Ray-Ray.
Ray-Ray. You Ray-Ray?
Everybody's going long on their things.
We're in the perfect community to treat you. Be here.
They don't think
we're enjoying
here.
Some.
Yeah.
Best part of waking up, coffee and vanilla stout. And I'm calling in to leave a voicemail because the boys are off and we're taking over. So saludos to everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I love every single one of you. I'm a little buzzed. It's already, what time? 2:30. I've been drinking since 11 a.m. It's Saturday. I've been barbecuing, smoking. Had a pork butt in the smoker as of last night. 4:30, had to wake up, pull it out, and cover it up. It hit 210 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's just sitting and waiting. We're celebrating Friendsmas. A lot of people do Friendsgiving. We do Friendsmas because there's a lot of friends. Everybody has family, so everybody wanted my barbecue, so I got 10 ribs in the smoker. The pulled pork butt is already done, sitting in the cooler. There's beers in the fridge. It's a great season. I wish I could have all of you here and feed you everybody, but you guys will make me go broke. Nick, Matt, Mikey, thank you. Really appreciate the time and effort you guys put in. Please give hugs to the whole family because of the time you take out to do this for us. We're giving it back to you, so we're letting you spend time with the family. So hugs and kisses to everybody. Producer Becky, the daughter, Matt, all your hyenas that are out and about. Nick, your wife, and Mickey Mouse, because I know you guys have a threesome going.
Oh, yeah.
And Scotty B, love you, homie. Fontana Jim, hugs and kisses. Evil Circle, you can get a high five if you're a rude motherfucker, but I still love you. Al Green, the whole Florida Lumber Jose, Happy Libations, Steve from Florida, fucking lots of love heading that way. Hoping Santa hits you. I'll let him know to stop by. Scotty 91 over, I forgot what state you're on, Maryland or something like that. Merry Christmas to you. Feliz Navidad. XL Perro, Feliz Navidad, homie. To my boys over in the San Diego, the Indie Beer Show, and 3BZ, aka Beer Nan in San Diego. Feliz Navidad, motherfuckers. who else? Unfiltered Gentleman in my area. The 818 Brewery, Merry Christmas to both of you. Zoro, I haven't heard from you for a while. I think you're upset, but who gives a fuck? It's Christmas. Love you, motherfucker. Just can't Zorro's win. You got to change your tag to Always Wins because you're fucking traveling more than all of us, homie. And you're in a band and all that. Merry Christmas to you, motherfucker. Diesel, haven't seen you in a while. Merry Christmas. Son of a bitch. The boys up north, the guy with the beautiful voice, I can't remember your name because I'm buzzed. Merry Christmas to you. The raisin guy, the California raisin dude, Feliz Navidad. Just Merry Christmas to everybody, homie. Long Beach John, haven't heard from you in a while. You're probably
Where's
busy with your brewery. Feliz Navidad, homie.
Where the fuck's that tap room, Long Beach Fire John? Dog.
Who else? Kelly Hooscraft, you're married now, so fuck you. I'm just kidding. Merry Christmas to you and your husband. The Colin and Janine's of Colorado. Feliz Navidad. Enjoy your fucking snow. Enjoy not leaving your fucking house. Feliz Navidad, motherfuckers. That's about it. I'll call back. Love every single one of you. If I didn't mention your name, that's because you're in my heart, and it's hard for me to search through everything, homie.
My heart is drunk.
So,
eh?
Lots of loves and hugs from True to you guys. And on Christmas, I want everybody to wear knee-high socks, Dickie shorts, and a Raider jersey, eh? What is it? Is it True Your Beer? No Raider jersey, Holmes. A 49er jersey. What is it? Is True Your Beer? Feliz Navidad. Ho, 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 motherfuckers. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, you. Yeah, the 49ers now own the Bay Area for football. Because of the...
Is that it? They're going to Vegas?
Yeah, the Raiders went to Vegas. They went. Man, lots of people listen to you, man.
Hey, Perfect Ports, Brian Wazoo, Corvette. Hey, so we had a party at my house a couple weekends ago where... I busted out those Firestone
Walker Reserve all the beers that you gave us.
Beers from 2017, the Sticky Monkey, Bravo, Parabola, and Velvet Merkin, and then had the anniversary from, I believe it was the 17th anniversary. And had them all lined up, kind of do a tasting, side-by-side tasting of them. Had a couple of boxes of each, because, you know, share with friends as much as you can. One of my friends, her boyfriend, came with her, and he doesn't really drink those kind of beers, but that's fine. And he said he likes browns, and so I said, well, you know, we got some browns and some darker beers here, and you know, feel free to kind of help yourself and sample through. And you know, they're all kind of lined up on a counter with little two ounce plastic tasting cups. He grabbed the Bravo and cracked it open and just started drinking out of the bottle. And so I said, oh, at least pour it into a glass so you can, you know, get a little bit of the aroma off of it. So he took the whole bottle and put it in that glass, and he did enjoy it, that's for sure. He was very grateful,
because
he did say it's a really delicious beer, and he did get pretty lightheaded after drinking that thing. But how do you intervene, or how do you talk to someone or tell them, hey, those are all for sharing? I don't know. Maybe it's my own fault. I didn't make it clear that we were going to sample an ounce out of each bottle and kind of compare and contrast, and then, you know, open up a second one if we need to and have a bigger pour. I don't know. If you're invited to my house, pretty much my cellar's pretty much open to whatever you want to drink. So it didn't bug me. I was just a little dumbfounded about how I should say something to him, or just forget it and let it go on, because hey, it's a party. Anyway, holiday plans for us. I'm going to take time off of work and hang out with the kids and the wife, and hopefully hit the mountain bike trails a few times, and maybe run up to Tahoe and play around in the snow and let my kids go snowboarding. I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. Do have my parents coming into town for a few days to celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary, so that's pretty exciting. Uh-huh. But otherwise, I am just going to do nothing, and
parents,
a couple
dude.
Of buddies are also taking time off,
years.
So I'm hoping to
wow.
hang out with them and drink some beers. I hope you guys have a great holiday season. I hope that Santa Claus brings you everything you want. That's all, guys. Thanks for everything you do. Keep up the good work. Bye. Sacramento.
Wazoo.
The Waz.
Wazoo.
Wazzing it up.
Wazoo. We had a great Christmas. It was so
Even
good.
Even Louis had a good Christmas.
Louis. Oh, yeah. Louis already got...
he found his present early.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, boy.
We had to rewrap it.
Damn it, Louis.
Louis.
He's like, did
Spoiler
mine.
Alert.
Did hey mine.
Can you... Oh, wait. You're not there, so I guess...
Oh, I'm here.
You definitely can hear me. Because I'm in the car. But you're not there. It's so strange. I thought about doing a podception and like getting somebody to mail me their voicemail and then like going
oh,
off super
that
level
tripped me
on
out,
it.
Dude.
But you know
that's
what?
Gonna make my list
holidays,
of top voicemails
the
of the year from the
absolutely jam packed unnecessarily because you people can't wait. You people gotta buy at the last minute. So I guess you can't wait. Wait too long.
Wait till I'm forced to.
Can wait too long.
Happy holidays to all you listeners.
Yep.
Happy holidays to
New
you
Year
guys.
2020 coming
the,
up.
The host and the listeners.
The host?
You know, it's a time of togetherness and enjoying your family and enjoying your friends. That's what we are. We're all friends.
Oh, now's a fine time.
But
to tell me.
With that said, I don't know if I can do this. So I'm just going to do it. You know what I mean? I'm going to do it. I'd like to nominate myself for a Pori this year.
you can do
I
it.
Think we can say safely.
I'm down with that.
That I should be accepted and awarded as the perfect Pori player hater of the year 2019.
Ooh. Wow.
I successfully hated on Fontana Gym, YOLO Polo Yacht Club. Evil Circle, not so much. I didn't hate on that. He's a good guy.
Yeah,
Chew, never hate on Chew. Chew's my dude. It's all in fun. Never hate on anybody in the Florida crowd. But,
damn.
Yeah, I think I've definitely inspired the most.
Sounds like you're not hating that much, bro.
being
I think you're taking that nomination
but,
away.
But, you know, it's all in fun. All in good fun. Well, anyway... Merry Christmas to all, and to all, well, wait a minute, this is playing on Friday after Christmas, so,
thank you.
Happy New Year,
yeah.
Mom.
Finally. Love you all. Drink till you can't no more and enjoy closing out the year. Bye.
Bye.
Florida.
There it is.
There it is. We got
there
one.
There it is.
By the way,
what?
A couple of voicemails ago, we opened up a new beer. Oh. I believe this might be a chef beer, but
it's
we're
going
not
far back.
Super. We're not completely positive. It's what is it, Nick?
Sabro and Simcoe hopped double IPA, preserved in three dimension, from Hop Butcher.
Hop Butcher's out of Chicago, right?
Darien, Illinois.
Oh, okay. Illinois. It's a really good beer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just assuming. We're not sure who gave it to us. But I think it's probably.
What are in the Perfect Pro community treat your beer?
Treat your beer.
Just calling in
you
again.
You called like for 5 minutes.
Because we're taking over, Holmes. So just a little cop and drinking, Holmes. Like Cholos do, homie. We wear our sandals with our socks, eh? So I'm drinking socks and sandals by Humble.
You'll never get chicks that
the bottle
way.
Shop just got a nice shipment of 4 bottles. Something about the Kermit the Fog and this one and this 2 other ones. So I went and I got a couple cans. This is an amazing beer. Delicious. I can't wait to taste the other ones. Today is December the 23rd. And I'm just chilling. Homes on my vacation. Been cooking up a storm and baking. Hanging out with the family. Be watching Star Wars tomorrow on Christmas Eve. And then come home. And then you know how us Latinos do, man. We party all night. So I got my beer stock. Also, my jefita, my mom, she's like, mijo, what do you want for Christmas, eh? And I told her, you know what I want, moms? Give me some beer, eh? So she just started laughing. And so I sent her some pictures of what I want. And hopefully she got me what I wanted, home. Some more Humblesy, because I didn't think I was going to be able to get some in time. But the socks and sandals, let's see. Let's check this out, homie. That's a good beer, homie.
I told you.
I told
Foggy.
You.
Foggy.
Told you, dude. Tart.
Barely right now.
Grapefruit. Some citrus. Very good. Not sweet. Very, very mellow. Creamy. Nice beer. Good job, Humblesy. Also, to let the community know, Al Green, thank you. But fucking Mikey and Fontana Jim, what the fuck, Holmes? You guys don't like to donate to the needy? I did a chug challenge, and I called out Al, Mikey, and Fontana, and the only one that reciprocated was fucking Al, homie. So big ups to you, Al. Appreciate that. You donated.
I don't chug on video,
as
man.
Well as yeah. I did.
Keep
so
that
here's
private.
What you do, Holmes. Is
Snapchat only.
Yes. You make a
that's
quick
only
video,
on my Snapchat.
You chug a beer, and then you call out 3 people, and you donate, right? So you donate to whoever you want, and they do the same. It's just a little giving back to the community. It's almost like the ice bucket challenge, but this is with beer, so you're not freezing yourself off and what have you. You get to chug a good beer, and you give somebody cheer, Holmes. So I'm calling it, it's called the Chug Challenge, but let's call it the Hugs for Chugs, eh?
Hugs for Chugs, eh?
So you chug and you give me somebody a hug with some money.
The new charity, Hugs for Chugs.
I might do it again and call out other people because it fucking died there after Al. The other 2 people, worthless, Holmes. I don't know what to say, but check it out. I might just do one right now, homie.
Do it.
We'll see. Who am I going to call out? You better fucking step up to the plate. Other than that, is Chew Your Beer? Yete Wacho. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. The Perfect Pour community is numero uno, Holmes. Orle, yete Wacho. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew.
Peace out,
thanks for organizing all the voicemails and stuff. We're almost done. We're getting through this. We're gonna do it. Thanks everyone for joining in.
Hey guys, Colin. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
It's gotta be
not driving. So I'm actually on vacation. I got like 2 weeks paid vacation, and I'm not sure what I really want to do. I didn't have plans to go anywhere or do anything. So
double ciders, just, bro.
Yeah. The next 2 weeks,
double cider for 2 weeks straight.
Voicemail recording.
Double ciders every day.
Cider
stack them up and like send them out throughout 1
p.m.
the year.
Start double like, cidering.
10 hours a day coming up with voicemail ideas. Not a great way
that's
to
good.
Spend your vacation.
Get a Moleskine out, write out all your voicemail ideas.
But you know what I'm not being facetious about? You. And how super you guys are.
Oh,
really appreciate all you do.
What?
I remember years back when I left an iTunes review, and I'm like, you guys should do this every week. Every other week just isn't enough.
Yeah, we used to be every other week.
You guys started doing it every week.
Thanks a lot.
And I think that's just great. Love you for it.
We could be off this week, but no.
Whose idea?
It's almost Christmas.
Scotty B told us to do it every week.
I just wanted to say, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And Dickory Dock.
Happy holidays.
But most holiday music is, though. What can you say? So I'm drinking a Sierra Nevada coffee stout. It was in a mixed pack.
Yeah.
A sampler pack.
That's how you get it.
And when I was walking out of the Walmart with it.
Dude, don't go to Walmart.
You know, the guy that scans your receipt.
I don't, because I don't go to Walmart.
Oh, Snapple. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sampler.
Sampler.
Yeah, it's a beer guy. It's beer.
Wow, that
Snapple.
That foot kicker is really bored. Yeah. Whoa, getting a Snapple. So,
getting that snap.
Getting that variety Snapple, huh?
I mainly voicemail and send it in. I want to send in a better one. I just in case I didn't get around to it, with all the hustle and the bustle.
Oh, yeah, that bustle.
Hey, I wanted to get something in.
Tell that dog to shut up.
And I'll try to come up with a better voicemail.
Leave the voicemail. Shut up.
The show. And I don't know when the deadline is. I'm assuming Wednesday.
Right now.
And then the show will take place. And I guess you guys are going to take a break and just play voicemails, which that's
just then.
It's arbitrary.
Super.
Dude.
It's really super. Makes it fun for everyone.
It's fun.
Right? Everybody deserves a vacation. And I know I'm on one. So why not you too?
Yeah, come on.
All right, love you guys.
One day.
Keep up the great work. I'm drinking.
One day when iTunes cancels us, we'll have a vacation. We're waiting for them to cancel us. All right, the final voicemail of the week.
You canceled.
Comes from...
You're listening to KPPR, Perfect Pour Radio.
Wow.
Fresno.
Radio.
Airing live each and every week from the Taint District adjacent studios of the Dorktown Network.
Wow.
There are nearly 55 million beer podcasts each year.
That's accurate.
But none come close to the record of the Perfect Pour, with new episodes each and every week. For less than a pint a month, you can make all the difference in the life of a podcaster.
It's true.
These young men have so little. We've all heard them slurping desperately on the dregs of a bottom pour. But when you join the ranks of the Golden Gods.
Yeah!
With your monthly pint dollars of generosity, you secure for these needy ones such necessities as beer, cans of beer, bombers, and of course,
bombers
crawlers,
so cool.
And much appreciated yeast samples. So won't you please make all the difference in the life of one of these podcasters and become a Golden God today? Visit patreon.com/perfectpour and join us today.
You're only a couple minutes too late with that, but that's very good background music. Today, there's starving podcasts.
You realize we have to play that. The beginning and ending of every show now.
Yep. He just gave us the best Golden God PSA ever. Oh, Bench Clark listens to a lot of NPR, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
It must be Pledge Week at NPR. I inspired that. So, well, guys, thanks everyone for, doing the of all times while I'm recording.
The usually one time I'm out, you need it.
Yeah. Usually I'm out here you know, just talking on the mic without recording a podcast, and everything's fine. And the one time it happens,
she called me up and left me a voicemail, but wow, she didn't leave her.
Wow. It was a great project. Thanks, Chu, for organizing it. Sorry, I kind of ruined it. We kind of ruined it.
By being here?
Yeah, by being here.
Oh, okay.
We kind of screwed things up by being here, but it was still fun. So we're just going to get some cheers out real quick. We had fun. We checked our dates.
Oh, yeah.
We were safe. We did all the things. We had a great 2019.
Woo!
So awesome. Amazing things that were happening. The buyouts, the non-buyouts, the calls, so many calls.
So many calls.
So many gay calls. Best voicemail in your podcast.
Oh boy, here.
A lot of people say, a lot of people told me.
People told you.
Best voicemails.
They tell me
you
what.
Guys got some cheers out in there. Matt, you want to give some cheers out? Anybody out there?
Cheers out to Long Beach John. He's in town for the holidays.
Oh.
In
town for the holidays. That's Fresno. Fresno. Mm. In town for the holidays.
I was at Pendragon drinking beer on Sunday. And this guy walks up to close out his tab. And he looks over to me and he's like, Matt. And I was like, and I look at him.
What you want?
You know, we have that moment where we're looking at each other and he's like, you're Matt, right? And I was like, yeah. And he's all, it's John from Long Beach. He's a fire dog.
And I
didn't say anything. And he like re-explained who he was two or three times. And I was like, no, no, no. I was like, I know who you are. We've met before. But I was like, I'm putting together that you're here.
In Fresno.
Why are you here?
Yeah. I would mess with my mind too. I'm like, wait, I got to process what's happening right now.
I had to process that he was here,
yeah,
not who he was.
who are you?
But his wife has family, and they happen to be in town. And so they...
Everybody knows somebody from Fresno.
He had a story where they had stopped at a Bravo Farms, and they saw what looked like a Scotty B walk by.
Yeah,
and that guy looks like Scotty B.
Chief,
why don't we go to Fresno?
Sure enough, it was him.
Wow.
So
at
they
the Bravo Farms.
Just have Scotty B's at Bravo Farms hanging out. Hey, Chief, I'm over here at Bravo Farms.
Got any of that so fresh cheese?
Ended up going to Tioga, and they actually hit up Scotty B and asked him where to go next, and he recommended that they go out to Pendragon. So it was just a quick exchange. He was... there was dogs aplenty, so he was trying to occupy his dog and get beer at the same time and hold the conversation as well
classic
as
brewery,
he had to run out to the car to head back. So he was definitely multitasking, but it was good to run into him.
No, I'm not bringing you into house of Pendragon, Louie. Don't look at me like that. No, not going to happen.
Yeah, that was the highlight of my day. I was just total blinders on, just
Long
sitting
Beach
there
John was in
drinking
town.
That beer. But yeah.
Damn it. Nick?
Huh? Well, so Chew Your Beer covered quite the list of people. So I will try and fill in with ones I did not hear him mention, but are on the list of lists. The Single Cam Slams, Mr. and Mrs. Mm-hmm. Single Cam Slam.
Oh, yes.
Minnesota.
Of course. I'd still consider them newlyweds.
Okay. They're newlyweds. T. Francis from Mississippi. The Scotty. Oh, he said the Scotty 91, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He did.
T. Francis.
USA Mariano from New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
What else we got here? Jazz from Portland.
Yeah, Jazz. So bitter I didn't get to see him in Portland.
Blue Ox out in the Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Bouillets from Sacramento.
Yeah.
Cheers to them. Hopefully they're still hanging around.
They, hopefully they'll see a Wazoo Corvette out somewhere.
Wow. They could have the local get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We still have an active reps list happening.
Perfectboardpod.com/reps.
Reps. And Ed from Wales.
Ed from Wales.
Ed from Wales.
Oh. Have you seen Ed recently? Like, did he do something?
Mm-mm.
Or you just thought you were
just thinking
about
him? No,
he's
just on the list, yeah. I'm looking at names that didn't get mentioned.
Yeah,
cheers,
we haven't heard from Ed for a while. And then this past season of The Crown.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watch The Crown,
no,
but
no.
They go into, there's some Wales stuff.
Ah.
And after watching it, I feel like complete dipshit about, like, completely just like nonchalanting the Wales and the England thing, because Wales has just kind of been, to put it mildly, stepped on by England and not respected by England. And I remember when we were like trying to figure out Ed, and it was like just like very nonchalant, like Wales, where's Wales? Yeah. Like, man, I felt bad. Like watching The Crown, and then you hear about the Wales stuff, and as a perfect poor person, I'm just like, oh man, I feel bad now.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Wales. Highly respect the Wales. And Ed as well. Cheers to Vern for he was somewhere, some brewery somewhere, and where they let you chalk, you know.
Oh, yes.
Got some big wall where they let you do your own chalking.
Now known as Temecula, bro.
He put perfectboardpod.com on the board there.
Yeah.
Good job, Vern. That's what I like to hear. That's why I like to see that guerrilla marketing. It's all about it. So cheers, and cheers to everyone that called this week. And I know I kind of messed it up with actually coming in and doing a show.
Damn it.
Instead of taking a break, but... and anyone that called in later,
just put in the show notes. Voicemails start at,
yeah, I think I might 1 hour actually 30. Have to do that this week. Yeah. And perfectportpod.com. And anyone that called in later, we did a early recording. So hope everyone had a great Christmas and is going to have a great 2020. Next week will be our pours episode. We'll decide what we thought was the best of the year. Ooh, what's it going to be? Which Modern Times?
Yeah, which Blazing World again?
The Blazing World. Wow.
Still Blazing World.
Wow, you guys are so original.
Are you just setting it up so you can play last year's end of the
Yeah,
show?
We're just going to play last year's, and people are like, feels familiar.
Yeah. Oh, man, they like the same stuff.
Oh, no. Super new. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. Had a fun year and a great week. Be safe.
Uh-huh.
Have fun.
Okay.
Check your dates.
Nope.
No. Do it.
No.
Tell you.